the anointing also, we're going to talk a little bit about the anointing. It's going to be involved in this message. But that anointing also brings change. And, I mean, if you've ministered, but then again, if you're out here and you minister, as you out here in the world, there'll be times, and you got to have that anointing. That's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Man, you didn't know you could say that. You'll be bold like a lion. You know, somebody's wanting to persecute you, and man, you'll love them. You want to hit them. Your flesh wants you. Your fist might be balled up, but you'll be speaking love out of your mouth because of the Holy Ghost. You got to allow the Holy Ghost to do that, though. Amen. I never was a fighter. I was a lover because I tried fighting. I got whooped. I said, this is back before I knew Jesus. You know, alcohol will change you, too. Alcohol, moonshine. My daddy used to drink hard liquor. We called it moonshine. 100 proof. You know, the Bible says prove yourself. I tell you what, alcohol will prove you too. Get 100 proof, it'll change you, won't it, Randy? It'll change you. It's kind of funny. I'm kind of glad I had that little bit of time to put a song in because we're going to go to another place in my Bible. And I turned there and my whole chapter is tore out in that book. That must have been that. I tell you, them good Bibles is the one that's wore out pages, man. They sticking together. That's a good one. I think this one's about 18 years old. And if you get a new Bible, put your name, your address, your phone number in it. Because my wife, Kelsey, got my wife one. We took it on the cruise boat. It's in a rental car somewhere, somebody getting blessed. It's more blessed to give Bibles than to receive, I guess, sometimes. Because she didn't put her name in it, Pastor. She didn't put her address, nothing. She hadn't even read it yet. Brand new Bible. But she took it, praise God. Her intention was to read it. But her husband put it down in that little cubby in those rental cars, and she didn't quite find it. We had a recall of our van, so we had to take it to the airport and transition to another one, and it got left in that little cubby. So she's going to get another Bible, amen? I've lost a few, but I've learned to put my name in that thing. She sold a whole bunch of the Word. And it was Jesse's book, his new Bible he printed out. Kelsey knew she'd like it. Kelsey's a partner with JDM too, so it was... I think it was the Amplified and King James in there. But Psalms 139, I told you Psalms, but I didn't tell you where to go, did I? Psalms 139, 13 through 16. For thou hast possessed my reins. This is David talking about the Lord. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knows right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my sins, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. God wants you to know today. He wants me to know because He told me. You are one of a kind. You're one of a kind. You are precious. You are special to God. When He made you, He broke the mold. You know why? Well, He didn't break it. He never made another mold when He made you. Now, Adam was the mold we're all fashioned like. You know what he was? Dirt. Dirt until God breathed into him. See, it takes the breath of God to change us. Amen? Other than that, we're just dirt. But you know what? It was blessed dirt. Because God created it. But you know what happened? It got cursed. It got cursed because Adam was under his feet. He walked. See, he was, you gotta think about it. He was made from the dirt and he walked. He was a part of the dirt. He was walking on the earth. He never left it. He was a part of the earth. Because the curse went from his head all the way to his feet. What's under his feet? The whole earth. The whole earth. Because he's dirt. You know, you ever like to run as a kid, run barefoot outside, never put your shoes on? I'm going to start doing that again. You know, God didn't put us with shoes on our feet. He bare feet to walk on His creation. You know, Jesse talked about in heaven that there's no briars in heaven. The grass, I mean, it don't hurt your feet. There's no, what do you call them, cocoa berries? Did I say that right? Those things that fall off the trees that look like little balls of thorns? Cocoa berries. I call them cocoa berries. I don't know. Them things hurt if they get underneath the heel of your foot. You'll be like, you know, just to touch it, you're already up in the air. There ain't none of them in heaven. You know, remember Jesus? I mean, The Father told Moses, Moses, take your shoes off. Take your sandals off. You're on the holy ground. Put your feet in my dirt. There's no curse in the presence of God. You don't need shoes. Amen? Because He's holy. No darkness in heaven. No evil. No thief. There's no doors on the gates. There's no gates in heaven. Jesus is the door. Amen? That's the place we're going to. Soon. Amen? Because this life is but a moment. Don't get used to this place. Amen? It's very, very temporary. Don't get used to those hospitals. There's no hospitals in heaven. None at all. Not even nothing that even resembles a hospital. No emergencies. The only emergency in heaven is getting to the throne. I got to get there. Urgency. Urgency. I got to get there. Jesus is there. God is there. We were made for heaven. We were made for God. We came from Him. Amen? Amen. We shouldn't be. It's abnormal to be not like God. Because we were created in His image and in His likeness. And He hasn't changed. His image doesn't change. As I was mowing yesterday, and as Vicki said, I was mowing a little early yesterday. I was mowing here at the church, and I was going to meet Leroy. He's actually a pastor in Mooresville, but he's going to be the one, his heart's flooring. He's going to be putting the flooring down. I want to just double check everything and let him know what all we were doing, so everything was checked. And I said, I got your breakfast too. So we had a business meeting, bacon, egg, and cheese business meeting. Amen. And we had a glorious time. We were talking about the Lord. You know, last time he's here and giving an estimate, he was talking about the vision God gave him about Jesus coming back from, talking about heaven, him, the second coming. And he gave me that vision. I was listening. So we kind of picked up where we left off, and I gave him a revelation. I said, well, I was just mowing this morning. God spoke to me. And that's, you know, it should be abnormal if you don't hear God like that. And as I was mowing, the Lord took me back into Scriptures. Because I was asking, what you want me to talk about Sunday, Lord? What you want the people to hear about Sunday? And he took me back to the baptism. You know, Roger Byrd just baptized one of his members, Cabarrus Christian Fellowship, last Sunday. Frankie filled up the pool for us, and I come back and did the audio and ran that for his church. It was just one person, but you know what? It was worth it. Yes. Amen. For one person, the Bible says if one comes in, the whole heavens rejoice. And they got baptized. Now, that might have been, she might have just got born again that night. I don't know. But the main thing was it wasn't the water. It wasn't the pool. It was Jesus. She was committing her life to the Lord. And the Lord took me back to when Jesus was going to get baptized in the water. When his cousin John the Baptist, saw the Lord as the Lamb of God for the first time. That was the first time John saw him as the Lamb of God. Now, we've got to understand the history that, and I was just thinking about this and just, yeah, that's awesome, Lord. Remember when Mary went and visited Elizabeth, they were both pregnant. John was 3 months, she was 3 months ahead, right? 3 months or 6 months?
6 months.
6 months. See, you helped me here. But at the salutation, when Mary come in, John, in Elizabeth's womb, the babe leaped for joy and was filled with the Holy Ghost inside the womb. That had never happened that I've heard of in the Bible, I'm thinking. That was awesome that he was filled from his... He had a purpose. You have a purpose from God before conception, but there's a time to when you get filled if you let God fill you. But this was designed by God that he would be the forerunner of Jesus Christ, his cousin, amen? And he was filled for a purpose. And then after that time, if you study... John went to there was a sect that he went into out in the desert. I mean, they ate locusts and honey. I mean, they lived strict to the word. But Jesus was in Galilee, growing up under Mary and Joseph. They were cousins, but they wasn't like that song Elvis sings, kissing cousins. In other words, they wasn't close cousins. They wasn't nearby. They were separated. You ever had some cousins that you're out of state, you don't get to see? Well, from youth until 30 years, man, you change. You don't look the same. Unless they didn't have Polaroids back then, didn't have YouTube or take a shot and send it to John. Man, Jesus, you looking? Man, you got some hair flowing, Jesus. You know, you got some abs. They didn't have that communication like we do. Now, I'm not saying I don't know how often they saw it, had family reunions, whatever. But this day, John was filled and had a revelation. He had a vision from heaven. before he was born in this earth of the Lamb of God, and it was going to be his cousin. Now, John didn't know all this, but God was working a plan here, a plan of redemption. God giving me this while I'm out here mowing the yard. Amen? See, God gives you special things because you're a special person. You're one of a kind. Larry Honeycutt, you and Jim got new backs. Jim come up, got his, he come up for to be completely scoliosis. You and Jim's got the same kind of back, just like we got. Blessed backs.
Amen.
Amen. But we got to know that. You're one of a kind. You're not as of the world. You don't go as the world's cursed and getting old. And sometimes your doctors, you know, be expecting you get osteoporosis. And no, that's not you. But you got to determine, that's not me. God says, I'm one of a kind. I'm his. I'm blessed. I'm prosperous. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. My tail don't hurt because I'm the head. Amen. If your tailbone's hurting, speak to it. I got things I'm speaking to too. Amen. Pray for one another that you may be healed one to another. It actually says, tell your faults. Now, don't tell your faults to everybody, but if you got some faults, because remember the earth, when you have faults, what happens? It's cracking, man. There's a fault in the earth. It's cracking. Well, you don't want to have an earthquake. If you got a fault, tell somebody so you can get fixed. Amen. Because God don't want an earthquake. He don't want an earthquake knocking you down. Man, he wants you healed and blessed and prosperous and preaching the gospel. Baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's what we as ministers are called to do. All disciples are called. You can baptize somebody. Amen. You don't have to be ordained or licensed. You need to be born again. If somebody needs to be baptized and they want to be baptized and you've led them to Jesus, find you get you a garden hose. If God says do it. I baptized Dallas and Kelsey in my brother-in-law's jacuzzi with the bubbles going. Amen. It felt good in there. We don't have jets in there. We don't have jets in this one, but we ain't going to keep in there that long. I asked Frank if this thing's got jets in it, but it does have a pump. Come on, y'all got to laugh a little bit. That Jordan River's kind of dirty. It ain't no jacuzzi. I haven't been there, but they say it's kind of a dirty, muddy river. Coming up, but it ain't about the water. It's about going under. Amen. Going under and coming up new. Amen. Because Jesus said, John said, I better get you there. That's just the introduction. Amen. You are wonderfully, fearfully made in the image of God. Amen. That happened over 2,000 years ago. Let's read John chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. You're one of those things. You know, we went down to Disney World and we got us some cups. Things one, thing two, thing three. Y'all know what things I'm talking about, those things, those cups? Well, a couple of them, the dog got a hold of a couple of them, got thing two and chewed that thing up. I don't know who was number two, but you ain't got no cup no more. But we've been made in the image. All things were made by Christ Jesus. And don't let this world tear you up and tell you you ain't much. If God made you, you are one of a kind. In Him, in Jesus, in the Word was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Don't get used to darkness because it's not in heaven either. There's even no shadow of turning in heaven. No darkness there. Ain't that awesome? I wonder if there'll be fans in heaven because I like when I go to sleep, I like to have me a fan. I got a lot of fans in my house. My wife don't care too much for them, but I like fans. I like it blowing on my face. Amen. There was a man, say man, sent from God whose name was John. Now this is John the Baptist now. This is John talking about John. This is John the Apostle talking about John the Baptist. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him are going to believe. No, might believe. See, all men, God wants all men to be saved, but we have to choose to go to that light. Amen? He was not, John the Baptist was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made. This is talking about Jesus now. Jesus was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Jesus, I'm going to help the people that don't understand, Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power. Say power. to become sons and daughters of God, even to them that believe on His name. You're one of a kind. You got a good name. And if mama didn't or daddy didn't give you a good name, change it if you want to. But remember, there's a new name written. Remember, we talked about that last Sunday. I got a new name on a stone. Even to them believe on His name, which were born not of blood. See, this is how you get your new name. You're not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of the will of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I like that. Full of grace and truth. Rowan, he likes Mustangs, GTs when he sees them. He don't know how. I let him know. I said, you better start believing now, buddy, because them things ain't cheap and the insurance ain't cheap. I had never even owned a Mustang GT. My wife, she had a Camaro with T-tops. It was a Z28, probably about as much. But I thought about that Mustang GT. You know, if Jesus had a car, that would be one of the cars He'd be driving. What's a Mustang? Come on. What's a Mustang? What's Jesus full of here? Now, wait a minute. Yeah, power. Grace and truth. What is it? That's a GT. That's a Mustang GT. There you go. I got to let Rowan know I found it in the Bible. There's your Mustang GT, buddy. Start believing right now. Jesus would ride one. He would drive one. He gave the man the wisdom to make it. Everything comes through Him, through the knowledge of Him. And you better be able to afford the gas to put in it. Amen? And it's like $2.50 a gallon. And cried, saying, this one of He whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me. For he was before me. And of His fullness, talk about that whole counsel of God, have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared Him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask Him, who are you? When He's out there baptizing. Who are you? And He confessed and denied not, but confessed, I'm not the Christ. I'm not the Messiah. This is John the Baptist saying about his cousin. And they asked Him, well, who are you then? Are you Elias? And He says, I'm not. John knew who He was. John knew who He was. Amen. And he knew who He was not. Jesus said, watch, in the latter days, people are going to be saying, I'm the Christ. I'm a God. Watch out. Watch, therefore. Don't you get in that mess. You know who you are. You've been purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. Test the spirits. That's anti-Christ. There's only one Jesus Christ. Amen. John said, I'm not. Are you a prophet? And he answered, nope. He's saying, keep on guessing. Keep on guessing. I'll tell you because I know who I am. And they said to Him, who are you, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? And why sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice. See, God gave you a voice. He gave you a spirit, but He also gave you a voice. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. This is what God told him to do. Make straight the way of the Lord. This is my purpose. This is who I am. God's made you special. He's given you and me a voice to sing, to play a piano. Everybody can't play pianos. Everybody can't sing. You still got a voice. Amen. And you still got fingers. You still got toes. I know people that don't have fingers and toes and play pianos with their noses and stuff. I've seen people because they got that gift on the inside that God gave them. Amen. Amen. That's just praise the Lord. And they asked Him, why baptize thou then, if thou be not Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? I'll just say, because God said, God told me to. See, don't matter. If God says you're going to preach the gospel, preach it. Start off on a corner somewhere. If nobody shows up, preach it. Jesus is listening, and He's pleased with you. Heaven's listening. Amen? Well, what you going to preach about? Come out here and I'll tell you. Amen. You got to get them out there. Don't tell them everything you know, right? Give them a little bit of bait. Got to give you how to bait them and draw them out. Amen. You know, you get some good old sticky flypaper, it'll draw flies and they stick to them and they die. Well, if you give them the Word of God, it'll draw them and it'll stick to them and they'll live. Amen. God wants us to live. Amen. He wants us to live the good life. John answered, I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you know not. He it is who's coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latching, I'm not worthy to unloose. These things were done, and somebody help me here, Bethabara? My mind says weird there. Bethany, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, this is when the Lord was, and said out there on that lawnmower. The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and says, when you see God, you got to say something. I'm talking about when you see Him by faith, when you hear Him by faith, your spirit says, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away, help me say that word, sin of the world. See, sometimes we get caught up in all these sins where it's really just one sin. Can you see Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away that blindness that you can't see God, gets me back to the Father. The Lamb of God, which takes away that sin, Moses was veiled. It takes away the veil that I can clearly see God and I'm not scared of Him. So I'm wonderfully and fearfully made by Him. Why should I be afraid of somebody that made me? Why should I have to be afraid of a daddy that was alcohol and abuse? See, that wasn't from God. That was from the devil. That was from the world. He was possessed by the devil. Children should never have to be afraid of their parents. Amen? God didn't design this world like that. And He's going to change it. Amen? He's changing it. But He needs some help. He needs us to help change this place. See, where are the voices? We're preparing people. We're supposed to be preparing them for heaven. Not to this earth, but the one that God's made. Amen? Because this one's cursed. It's got to be destroyed. This is whom I said, after me comes a man who's preferred before me, who was before me. I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore, I come baptizing with water. John had a purpose when he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. That was a sign that God filled. When He filled him in his mother's womb, he had a vision from God. And this is how John would know that this is him. Man, he had to know, man, when you say this is the Messiah, you better be right. John was right. And he didn't speak it by his flesh, he spoke it by the Spirit of God. That he was filled with when Mary came in there. That same anointing, come on guys, Jesus, that same anointing that was in Mary came into Elizabeth, into her baby. The anointing can fix things in our lives. We don't have to see it. God's a spirit. We can't see Him with our natural eyes, but it's faith. We receive it by faith. Man, by faith. And the same which this upon him whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. Jesus would have a baptism of fire. I like to say, he will baptize you with fire and the Holy Ghost. He'll give you firepower. Man, he'll give you a gun to destroy the works of the devil. Man, we don't have ammunition. We don't fight against principalities. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. We need spirit bullets in our guns. Amen? Amen. The Word of God. The Word of God. And John said, and I saw and I bear record that this is the Son of God. And look at here. What happens when you get born again? And the next day, that was day one. Day two. And the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, if I was next to you, I'd say, hey, I'd bump you on the shoulder. That's the Lamb of God. Take away the sins of the world. You get born again, you need to witness. You got to tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Look. And he said it with a fervor. Amen. Wanda, you need some water? We'll get you some water. You sure? Brenda, grab her some water. We got lots of water. Okay, we got it. But man, that was fervor. He saw this revelation. Man, he waited. John, I guess he was 6 months older than Jesus. He'd been waiting for this too. Amen. We don't have to wait that long. to receive from God, because that was in the past, right? That's already happened. This was a one-time event. Jesus got baptized in the water one time. Now, if it took you two or three, that's okay. But Jesus, it happened to him one time. When he came up, he was also baptized with another baptism, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And it stayed on him. He had the Spirit without measure. Amen? And the two disciples heard him speak. And what did they do? I'm going to get me some of that. I'm going to go get me some of that. Follow Jesus. Jesus has got good stuff. In other words, they knew the Old Testament. This is the Messiah. I'm going to go get into this. Man, the company you keep determines the blessings you keep. The company you keep determines the blessings you keep. Because see, the devil wants to steal from you. You hang with the crowd, the good crowd, man. You keep with your company, company of faith. Brothers and sisters of faith, amen? Don't you get out there and get out there in the waters where the fish ain't biting. Because the Lord wants you to catch, he wants you to catch a haul. He wants you to get people saved, healed, delivered. Amen. They followed Jesus. Jesus knew they were there too. Jesus turned around and saw them following. Jesus knows if you believe him. Amen. He knows if you're true. He knows if you believe his word or not. He turned around and said unto them, "What you looking for, boys? What's up? What y'all following me for? What you seeking?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which means masters, "where are you dwelling? Where are you hanging out? I mean, where are you sleeping? Where dwellest thou?" Jesus said, "Come and see." See, don't tell them everything you know at one time. See, that's a good one right there for leadership, ain't it, Jim? If you want to lead, follow me. Let me see. Let me see if you're sincere. If you're sincere, you'll follow the leader, right? And you'll learn of him. You'll serve him. Minister to him. Listen, learn, glean from him, right? Jesus said, "Seek, follow me. Hang out with me a little day here." They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th. From 10 o'clock in the morning, they hanging with Jesus. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he found his own brother Simon and said unto him, "We have found the Messiah." Andrew's excited. Man, they got some good news today. They went down to the river, get baptized, and they had some good news. The Messiah's here. Jesus is here. And they got it from a good source. They got it from John the Baptist, somebody that's filled with the Holy Ghost. See, not every message is anointed and filled with God's power. You're not going to get anything out of it. Don't mean the word's good, but who's it coming from? Is it coming from somebody that's following Jesus? Following God? If you're following Jesus, you're following God, right? That's a good message. And he found his brother Simon and said, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted the Christ, the anointed one, the one that John saw anointed. We found him. We've been following him all day. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus saw him, here we go again. Jesus checking us out. "You're one of a kind, Randy. You're one of a kind." And when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation, we're getting back to that stone again that's in heaven. See, Jesus came from heaven, and he knows what heaven's going to end up, so he knows the end from the beginning. He knows Peter's a stone. Peter don't know that yet, Randy, but Jesus does. Now, I'm not telling you, Jesus was anointed as a man, anointed by God, so he might not know he did this as a man, but he has an unction from the Holy Ghost that's on him on the inside, right? See, he did this as a man anointed by God. Jesus didn't do this as God. But see, Peter had to do something. By faith, he had to join. He had to come in and had to follow. Peter, you're going to be a stone. Your mama ever give you any nicknames? Y'all got any nicknames from your family members? I can't remember some. I was trying to remember some of mine, but it's been so long ago. But mama just called me Robert Scott. That's my middle name. And that's usually because I was running late, outside getting dirty. I done tore something up and ran and hid. And that was more like the urgency of, you better get here, boy, and you better get here now. But there's some nickname. People out there, you got some nicknames, you know. Peter was a stone. But these are good nicknames, amen. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and find Philip and said to him, follow me. And Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter, same community. Be like all of us hanging out in Concord, man. Jesus is here. And we come to Randy, come on, man. Jesus is it. The Messiah is here. And they started telling the stories, man. He grew up in that area. Jesus? Is this Jesus? Philip found Nathanael. The good news is spreading, guys. Jesus has got baptized for service. He's getting ready to preach the kingdom of heaven. And people are getting excited. And they're telling one another. That's how the church grows, is you get excited about God and you start telling one another. Amen? So they'll come and see. Don't tell them everything you know about the service. You are come and see. I'll get you a CD. Come check it out. Amen? And then Jesus is there. And he knows their name. And he knows their hearts. And he knows what they need. I got a little sheep up there. On a little plaque, it says, feed my sheep. It was given to me by a pastor that passed it on. Had that same anointing, that same desire. It's not a burden, it's a desire to preach the gospel, to feed God's people, teach them about faith. Amen? It was transferred to me. See, it's special to me. When I see it, I just don't see a sheep. I see a vision. Amen? I see souls out there that God knows need to hear faith about how good God is and how good they are. Amen? We're kind of getting there. I better hurry up. Good Lord. I knew I was going to have to read the whole chapter of John. And I knew there's going to be a lot of fill-ins. Amen? I kind of like this, though. If we have to come back and start again, we will. Philip found Nathanael and says to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. See, Jesus has got some names, too. But God gave him a new name. It's called the name above all names. Amen. He anointed him. He exalted his name above the word above his name. Did I say that right? And Nathanael said unto him, uh-oh, somebody's heard about Nazareth. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Yes, sir. He just ain't seen him yet. Amen? He ain't seen him yet. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Uh-oh, Jesus' message is growing. What does he say? Got to come and see. See, that's a good disciple. Say what your teacher says. Amen? Come and see. Because it ain't about me. You don't want to come. Don't believe what I believe. Come see for yourself. See, a lot of people missing it because they don't come and see, Jim. Come and see. Because God's after those that are hungry. Man, if I fix you something to eat and you come to my house, I want you to eat it. Come and see. Come and dine at the master's table. Come and dine. Man, there's food here. There's life here. There's joy in God's people, in his house. In his word, in his anointing. Yes. Man, I'm gonna have to get this CD myself. I don't have to buy it. I found out it's free here. Praise the Lord. See, y'all corrected me last time I said that. You said you can't buy it, it's free. You can't buy salvation. You can't buy this anointing. It's free. Amen. But you gotta come and see. Somebody needs to write a song about that. Come on, songwriters. Somebody might be listening by the internet. There's your a title right there, come and see. Come and see. And Nathanael said unto him, well, where thou, and Jesus saw Nathanael coming. John saw Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus saw Nathanael coming. This is what the anointing does, the Spirit of God does. And said of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no hypocrisy. Is that right? No guile, no deceit. No deceit. See, Jesus always sees the good in people, and he tells them about it. Our flesh always wants to see the bad in people and tell them every bad thing they're doing. That's the law. That's sin. Jesus is driving the Mustang GT. Get in it, right? In other words, don't keep telling people about their sin. tell them about grace and truth. See, Jesus is full of grace and truth. He's telling you good news. He's healing the sick. He's raising the dead. He's casting out devils. That's good news because that gets rid of the sin. Amen. All those effects of sin. But then he did say, now go sin no more. See, you got to know the antidote to the solution, right? Stay out of that. And I'm sure he taught them that too, but you got to give them some bait. It's the goodness of God, help me. Come and see. So if you want to see people, preach good news. Amen? Man, I turn off the TV. I don't even watch news. It's not good.
Amen.
There's nothing on, unless you, we need a good news channel. Amen. We got some out there, the God channel, Andrew Womack's on the Roku. There's, you know what I mean? I'm talking about news, just local news. It's depressing. I mean, if you want to pray, if you feel like you've been inadequate in your prayer, turn on the news because there's a lot to pray about. Amen. Just throw that in there. But if you ain't praying, turn it off because it'll get you in doubt and fear of all this stuff that's around you. I want to come and see Jesus. Where's he doing? What he's doing? He was in the same boat we were in, same world. We're all, the sin's no different, different culture, but still, same men out to kill him, out to destroy him. Herod's trying to, remember all those babies he killed, drowned. All that stuff is still in the world. It was back there in Jesus' day, but it didn't keep him from preaching good news. Why should it keep us? We good news people, amen? Being delivered, getting a new back, that's good news. But you had to come and see, right? Now, I ain't saying you have to come see church, but have a seat. You heard somebody, if you wasn't there, heard and went and told you, hey, you got a new back. See, Larry didn't have to be here to receive, but he had to hear it. He had to know that God's for you and not against you. And there's nothing you did that caused this. In other words, there's nothing you need to do to receive it other than believe. It's the curse working in the earth, but God's here to tell you good news. Get you back and get healed and go tell people about how God healed you. Go tell the world about what Jesus did. See, and in that process, you might not have complete healing. I remember he talked to lepers and he says, as they went, go tell the priest, and as they went, they were healed. See, come and see. Man, you are wonderfully made. Nobody's made like you. And don't let the devil take you out and make this world, we shouldn't have to suffer and drag by here, right? See, we got to get an image of what we want to be here on this earth, of what God's made us to be. And there's none like us. Nathaniel said, how you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you, you were under the fig tree and I saw you. Nathaniel was doing something underneath that fig tree that he ought to be doing. I don't saw him, but it had to be, he had to be asking about some revelation, things about God, because Jesus saw him. And whatever, only way, in other words, Jesus operated in the gift of the Spirit and spoke, I saw you underneath that fig tree by faith. And he knew right then, I don't know, Nathaniel might have been asking, Lord, if the Messiah is coming, it's going to have to be a supernatural work. He's going to have to know me by name. And he got called out. And he said, because right then he said, Nathaniel answered and says, Rabbi, teacher, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. So in other words, whatever Nathaniel was asking, Jesus said, I saw you asking it. I'm he. I'm the Lamb of God. Nathaniel, Jesus answered and said to him, because I said this unto you, I saw you under the fig tree, you believe. Man, Jesus said, you're going to see greater things than this. Get in my Mustang GT. Let's get on down the road. Amen. That's the way you get things done in the kingdom, is once you see Jesus, you believe on him. Now get in the car. Let's get it done. Let's go. And don't let, hit full throttle sometimes you have to. You got to slow down around the curve sometime, but don't let the devil put those roadblocks. If the roadblock's there, there's a detour somewhere. God's got a detour. If the devil puts a roadblock, there's a detour somewhere. Amen. God told Paul, don't go here, Paul. An angel appeared to him. Go to Macedonia. Come over here. Paul still got in trouble. Well, he got persecuted, but he preached the gospel, and somebody got saved over there, right? The whole jail where he got put in that dungeon, the whole family got saved, got born again, the prisoners got saved. Amen? Doesn't mean it's going to be easy where we go, but there's people out there that need to hear what you're going to say. And I'm getting to the end of this message. That's about halfway through. Amen? Jesus saw greatness in people, and he told them about it. They wasn't feeling too great at the time. Patsy, there's greatness in you and Lewis and y'all's ministry. See, you just need to tell people, come and see me. Lewis is preaching next two Sundays. Y'all go tell some people, come and see. Come see a man preach the gospel. Amen. That's what you do. And when they come and see, the anointing flows from him through the message to those people. Just because your pastor's leaving, and I thank God that we can go on vacation, man. And the Lord has sent me seasoned ministers here for you guys that just continue on and they give you something, what you need. Go tell other people, come and see. Amen. Come and see. Greatness is in those that Jesus ministered to. He saw that greatness and he told them, follow me, come and see. Now listen, this is how Jesus admonished John. Remember, I'm not going to go read all that, but remember John, as he was preaching and baptizing, he got put in prison for telling people about what you're doing ain't right. God said that ain't right, and they put him in prison, and actually he got beheaded. But before that, he was in prison, and John got to thinking in his mind, because see now, was that vision really from God? Was that really Jesus? Because this is what John's thinking, because if you read it here in Matthew, John sent two of his disciples to ask Jesus, are you the one? Are you really the one? Because I didn't think it was going to turn out like this. Man, we cousins. Can you not pray to God, you know, get me out of here? You know, I'm just paraphrasing maybe here. If I was John, man, I don't want to be in prison. I want to be out there helping you preach his gospel. John was thinking, did I do it right? Did I miss it? God, I mean, never compromise the word of God is what Jesus is saying. It might cost you getting martyred for the kingdom. Great is your reward in heaven. Amen. Matthew 11:7-11. That sounded pretty good. Matthew 11:7-11. Take that Mustang GT to the 7-Eleven. Get you a sun-drop slushy. And preach this gospel. Amen. And pick somebody else up and bless them, because it's more blessed to give than to receive. Right? Sometimes God will tell you, you just got that Mustang GT brand new, filled up with gas, going to get you, pick up your date, your girlfriend. Take her out. Then he says, well, wait a minute, I need you to stop. See that homeless man? I need you to tell him about me. Tell him about Jesus. See, getting that Mustang GT and all that is good, but you need to be not showing it off, but show Jesus off in it. Amen? That's a good, some people don't like prosperity messages. That's the way you preach prosperity. God don't have a problem with you getting the things. Just make sure he's in it. Amen? He's in that thing. You tell some people about Jesus. Let me tell you how I got this Mustang GT. I didn't start out riding it. I started out believing for it. Amen. That's why I got to tell Rowan, hey, you better be believing, brother. Son, he's not my brother, he's my son. You better be believing, son. Mama going to have to tell him too. Matthew 11:7-11. Jesus is going to talk about his cousin John. Now, as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John. Now, this is after John sent two of his disciples to go ask Jesus. John's in prison. Go ask Jesus. Did I do it right? And Jesus was telling the multitudes, what did you go out to see in the wilderness when he was baptizing? What did you go out to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing, they're in the king's houses. Was John wearing that? Mm-mm. What did you go out there to see? What did you go out there to see? I'm getting a little bit of revelation here, but I'll tell you in a minute. What did you go out to see? For this, see, this is what the Pharisees came. Are you a prophet? Yeah, he was more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. Jesus said, for a truth I say to you, among them that are born of women, there has not arisen a greater than John the Baptist. Jesus is lifting him up now, but his disciples are gone. See, Jesus didn't say that, but he said it to the multitudes, because a lot of times you don't need a lot of these things said about you. You need to know that Jesus loves you, and you did it for God. Because Jesus, before those disciples left, he told the disciples, go tell John the blind see, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. Because, see, that's what the Word said that Jesus would do. And they went to tell John about that. And when John heard that, that encouraged him. But then Jesus told the people, this is my cousin. Because, see, the world don't want to exalt Jesus, but Jesus, if you're doing the gospel. They don't want to put us on the news. That'd be good news. They wouldn't have put Jesus on Fox News talking about John the Baptist. But Jesus didn't care. He told the multitudes. He told his crowd that was following him, my cousin was greater. All those born before him were none greater than him. But then he went on to say, that didn't leave you and me out. None are greater that's been born of women. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. In other words, when you get born again, you're greater than John the Baptist, because that's an old covenant prophet. We got a better covenant. So once you get born again, we are all God's children. And the gifts and calling, they're without repentance. We all have a gift. Amen? You're one of a kind. And Jesus, if nobody tells you how good you are, know that Jesus is. He loves you just the way you are once you get born again. Amen? And he loves you before you got born again, but once you get born again, he loves you so much that he pours that anointing on you that changes you. So that anointing comes upon you, it changes you for service. So what's Jesus said about you? What has he said about you? I'm not going to meddle here. Amen? It's between you and God. I'm giving you homework now. Amen? Good teacher's got to give you some homework. But you're not going to be graded on it, amen? What has Jesus said about you? Come and see. Search the Scriptures. There's your homework. You got to get in the Word and let the Word get in you, amen? Search the Scriptures, and as you do, let Him reveal His purpose to you. Now, you have been given a purpose before you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, that happened. Try to distort it, change it, but don't let it happen. Amen? You got to prophesy. You got to be a prophet. You got to prophesy what the Word says. Let God reveal that purpose to you if you haven't already found it. And then once you find there's a purpose, I go back and before I was even, when we was holding Bible studies at home, I read in the Old Testament. We would get up. We would just get up and share. We'd get the Word in my house and share. And I probably shared this. I can't even tell you where it was, but I can tell you what happened in my life. As I was just reading, I'd get up and share, and I had a point I was going to share, and I was reading, and as I was seeking the Scriptures, it says, I've called you to be a minister. As soon as I hit that word minister out of my mouth, I fell to my knees by the anointing and wept. Because I knew God had called me right then to minister His Word. Did I know all this right now? No. But that Word consumed me as I was seeking the Scriptures. And I'll tell you, and just finish here, my testimony, how God built His relationship. Before that, Jesse talked about going to heaven. He said when he didn't know he was going that day. The pastors, that he was holding a revival, and they came to take him out for a steak dinner. Who likes steak dinners? Free steak dinners. Who likes to say free? And it's just next door, and it's there. It has arrived. Hot off the plate, been there 10 seconds, and Jesse has an unction. I got to get back to my room, because Jesus is calling. Remember that song, Softly and Tenderly? Well, Jesus was calling. It was an urgency, and he lost his appetite. Remember Jesus sitting at the well? He was ministering to this Samaritan woman, and they're like, Lord, you ain't got nothing to eat. Jesus, I got food to eat you know not of. See, Jesse, there was this hunger, this spiritual hunger. He got back to the room, and he said when he walked in, didn't feel nothing different. He just told the pastors, I'll see you tonight, but I got to go back to the room. And Jesse said when he got to the bed to go down and pray, that was it. He said it was like his whole body was sucked out of that room. I've had that experience. Not to where I went to heaven, but I was just reading. I was seeking the Scriptures. I wasn't even pastoring yet. I was just, Lord, what have you called me to do? I was just studying in my bedroom, and I just fell asleep with the Bible just resting on my chest. And you remember those dreams you have when you're kind of like you're falling off a cliff? And you're like, you're falling, and all of a sudden you're like, I know I'm going to hit the bottom. And it's a fearful dream. But this was like one of those roller coaster rides, to where when you get up to the top, I don't ride those rides anymore. I rode them when I was young. You get up to the top, and when you come down, your belly's still up top, and your body, you know, it was that whoosh. And it's like, Jim, it was like I was falling. All of a sudden, it's like my spirit was sucked out of my body like a vacuum cleaner went, just sucked it out. And I woke up, and I had my Bible right there. I'm like, whoa. I thought, rapture. I mean, my heart was beating just like it is now. Boom, 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 boom. And the Holy Spirit said, that's what it's going to be like. It's going to be that quick. And the Lord just showed me how quick your spirit can leave your body. And it's like Jesse said, he was just sucked out of that room. And next thing you know, he was going at the speed of not light, thought. You know, when God said, boom. And I just wanted to share that with you. That's my testimony. I'm sticking to it. Amen. That was an experience, and it was a spiritual experience. But hey, if the Lord wants to show me some more, suck me on out of here, Lord. I think about like a, nah, I ain't going to say that. I don't eat oysters. You know how you suck those oysters out of the shell? I like fried oysters, but man, it's like, Lord, if you need to suck me out of this body and show me my mansion in heaven or show me the rivers of life so I can, just if you need to, if there's a, if there'll be a purpose for you to go into heaven, right? I just tell the Lord, hey, here I am, Lord. Come and see. Follow Jesus. I mean, I just want to follow him. Now, you don't have to have all these spiritual things to preach the gospel, to see the blind, eyes open. But I'm just saying, if there's something there that I need, I want all that God wants me to do. And if he needs to show me something, reveal it to me, Lord. Reveal it to me. Prophets see things, right? You know how the Lord built a relationship with me? Now, because remember, I told you, you're special. You're one of a kind. Some of you might have nicknames. When God speaks to you, he might call you this way or that way. When he saved my wife, Sherry, he didn't call her Sherry. She said she felt a hand on her shoulder, and he said, my child. And she knows that voice, my child. And she found it in the scripture. She went to Psalms, and it was in her mom's Bible where it says, my child. And he told her about herself in the scriptures. Now, see, that's over a lot of promises in there. And that anointing set her free. He spoke to me in the Proverbs. Now, when I got born again, I didn't have that relationship. But then when I started seeking the scriptures, when I got in Proverbs and it says, my son, attend to my words. My son, incline your ear. My son, daddy never built that relationship with me on this earth, my physical daddy. But God, when he speaks to me, it'll just be like a son and a father. He doesn't really say my son. It's just like, I know that's daddy. I know daddy said that. Sometimes my wife says, are you sure that was God? God said that? I'm like, I know this woman. Because sometimes it might be funny. It might be way off, you know, what your natural mind would think. And I say, well, I'll say it to you. If the Lord tells me to say it to the church, I will. But I'll say it to you. There's things I've told her. I said, mark it down right here. This is going to happen. And it happened. That tour I got at JDM, it happened. See, because I saw that. God allowed me to see that. And what did it do? It inspired me to, I know. See, it helps me to hear, that's God's voice. And a stranger's voice I won't listen to. It encouraged me. It gave me a bigger vision. See, I'm standing in a nice church. We're going to have a new carpet, nice church. That church was bigger. Am I looking at bigger churches? No, I'm just saying, God gave me a bigger vision. Not of, you know what I understand? In other words, he's got bigger things for us to do. Don't settle for just small. Don't limit God. That's what all I'm saying. Amen. Well, I actually saw myself preaching in that church. I didn't tell Jesse to that. See, God's got to tell Jesse that. Amen. So I don't go promote myself. Jesse, I had a dream, but I wanted to say, Jesse, God said, I'm going to preach in this church. I wanted to say that, Jim. I wanted to say it. But God says, no. But see, I said to you guys, amen. That's between you and us. Jesse calls. I'm going to go preach down there. I'm going to call Lewis or Jim. I said, y'all got to stand in because I'm going to Covenant Church, but I'll be back. Amen. Amen. See, that's the way God, he likes to bless you. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. To go down there and give a message, a faith message. Call divine connections. I'm relying on the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And we want Jesse here. Can I get an amen? I'd like to see Jesse come and bring a message. And I asked him about how to do it. I asked him, I said, Jesse, are you ever here? We'd love to have you come. He said, well, just write me. Let me know. Well, I found out you got to do it more. Jesse, he's not the secretary. So you got to have a letterhead and you write down here. And what they do, they take and they pray over it. And if the Holy Ghost says go, he goes to Concord. So when the Lord tells me to, I'm going to write that letter. See, we're just still kind of getting some things, getting our teams together and just to receive bigger gifts that would come from the body. Amen. Are you getting excited? I'm getting excited about it. Because I want to hear the word. I want to be ministered to. Mm-hmm. Come and see. Amen? Amen. You got something to show. You are one of a kind. Mm-hmm. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you right now, Lord. Lord, I believe there's more in this message, but not today. Amen. But Lord, we are special. Each one of your people, even those, Lord, those that are not here today, Lord, let them know by the Holy Ghost that they're one of a kind. And Lord, we just lift up Elaine, and she's in the hospital, Lord, to That we need some wisdom, Father God, from the pharmaceutical people. They get her medicated right where they don't mess up her balance, the pH in her body. Lord, funk, blessing to her right now in the name of Jesus. We call her body in line with the Word of God, functioning the way it was designed to function. And Lord, we just thank you for that boldness, the Holy Ghost, that you've stirred up on the inside of her, Lord, that the course you have for her is good. That, Lord, you saw her in this place. You saw her in this place right now, Lord, and the grace has already been provided for what she needs, for her to come out of the hospital and come off of that medication and to live this life of faith. And we thank you for it, Lord. That's what we speak by faith. We believe she receives it by faith. And we give you the praise for it in the name of Jesus.